no other station can meet your needs like we can. CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
The following is an encore presentation from CKUW's archives. Archives of your favorite local programming are available online at ckuw.ca/schedule.
Fasten your seatbelt!
And that was a brief introduction to the show. Our show features guitar-driven rock, punk, folk, and maybe some country from the early 60s to the present, a span of almost 70 years. On today's show, though, we're going to listen to some nuggets from the 60s. Despite their vintage, some may be known to you, while others may be unfamiliar gems, so I hope you enjoy them all. There's a good array here. So we'll start the show with a band called the Electric Prunes. The Electric Prunes formed in California in 1965 and brought some new effects, booming production, vibrato guitar, and other effects to the scene. The band's time in the spotlight was brief, as well you'll find many of them fit that category. But this is the Electric Prunes with I Had Too Much to Dream Last Night. Was the Electric Prunes, again a band from the mid-60s, and they brought some new effects, the production values, the vibrato guitar, it was all quite memorable. Anyway, although brief, next band from this era that hopefully is of interest, and this is a band called the Standells, and they were formed in 1962, so early on in this period, and initially offered a pretty sanitary sound before breaking out with a song called Dirty Water, and a more aggressive approach, and that tune was released in 1965. So check out the Standells and see what you think.
I'm gonna tell you a story. I'm gonna tell you about my town. I'm gonna tell you a big fat story, baby. It's all about my town. Yeah, down by the river. Down by the banks of the River Charles.
The Standells and Dirty Water, a song from back in 1965. It really marked a new era as bands found a different sound, and Dirty Water certainly described some of the sounds that they were trying to achieve. Anyway, the next group also plays in that vein. They're a band called The Seeds, and they were led by a guy named Sky Saxon, which was his showbiz name, not his real name. Anyway, they kicked around the California music scene before breaking out in 1966 with his group, as I said, The Seeds. And with the hit Pushing Too Hard, the band became the bridge between the emerging hippie culture and the suburban teeny boppers. And so you had new sounds and different approaches. So let's listen to see what they have to offer. So this is the Seeds, Pushing Too Hard.
You're pushing too hard, you're pushing on me. You're pushing too hard, what you want me to be. You're pushing too hard about the things you say. You're pushing too hard every night and day. You're pushing too hard, pushing too hard on me. It's a
That's the Seeds with their song Pushing Too Hard, typical of the music scene in the 60s, which was, of course, a mixed bag with some crooners and softer sounds, but also some new and more aggressive music with some different items that they wanted to bring to the public's attention. Anyway, the next band is an interesting one. They're called The Count Five. They emerged in the mid-60s, and one critic in that time described them as the all-time slop bucket copy of the Yardbirds. So, of course, I think most of you are familiar with the Yardbirds, who were leading the music scene in England, but America was copying some of that and plugging in electric guitars and making a different sound. So they had a... Count Five had a great but short life in the limelight, and so we're going to listen to their tune. And this one is called Psychotic Reaction. Thank you. And that was the Count Five with Psychotic Reaction. And as you can see, just a very different sound. Around that time, the singers like Pat Boone, sort of the crooners, and then, of course, the arrival of the Beatles and the Yardbirds from England. The scene was certainly in a lot of tumult, and this was part of it. These bands you can see are here. Had a different approach, and they really were the beginners for a lot of the punk and other kinds of bands. Anyway, we'll keep listening to them, and hopefully you can see the theme there. Our next group is a band called The Leaves, and they were from the California area too as well, and they emerged in 1965. At first, the band had pretty limited success, but the group's new guitarist, a guy named Bobby Arlen, bought a fuzz box, and everything changed for a short time before the band disbanded. But they were certainly just the effects that they brought to the studio, which you'll hear in a moment, and of course our classic song, Hey Joe. And we'll see if you start to see a trend here of bands, particularly from California, really starting a real different direction, charting a real different direction for music at this point. Anyway, let's stop talking and let's listen to The Leaves and their tune, their borrowed tune, Hey Joe. A band that perhaps many of you have not heard of, but most might be familiar with the song Hey Joe, and there they've fuzzed it up and brought it to a new audience, and a very successful little band that, like many of these bands in the 60s, did not survive the British invasion but certainly made a contribution with the kind of music they were playing, which was quite different. Anyway, the next band is also from this era, is called the Amboy Dukes. And the Amboy Dukes were led by a guy named Ted Nugent, they appeared on the Detroit scene in 1967, and the Dukes used them, the band, as a blueprint and had great success with this song that you're about to hear called Baby Please Don't Go, which the band disbanded, though, shortly after release of this tune, and Nugent in particular went on to greater fame. The band did not survive, the song did, and the lead guitarist, Ted Nugent, certainly did well for himself. So let's check out their sound. This is Baby Please Don't Go by the Amboy Dukes. We'll be right back.
Listen here, baby.
And that is Ted Nugent in disguise in the, with a band called the Amboy Dukes. And the Dukes faded fairly quickly, but Ted Nugent, of course, went on to greater fame. And I think he's still hanging around, but no releases as I can recall. Anyway, we carry on here to these bands that have shaken up the music business in the 1960s and look at a band called the Blues Magoos. And a song called Tobacco Road, a classic song. They were formed, the Magoos were formed in 1964 and released their first album in 66. And it showed the band's use of psychedelic effects as well as their improvisational abilities. So this is a classic tune called Tobacco Road, and I hope you enjoy it.
Thank you.
And there you have it. That's the Blues Magoos with Tobacco Road. Classic song from a band that was not around a long time, but made an impact. Next band is up is a group called the Mojo Men. They began as an all-male four-piece unit in the early 60s before emerging as an impishly or improbable orchestral pop band. This song that we're about to hear is called Sit Down, I Think I Love You. It was a big hit in 1967. So let's listen to that one, and hope you enjoy it. Were the Mojo Men and their tune Sit Down, I Think I Love You. Next band is a band called The Naz. The Naz played smart, hook-driven pop songs that matched similar UK bands such as The Who and The Move. This song called Open My Eyes that you're about to hear was their greatest hit. And unfortunately, the band disbanded in 1970 with one member of the band going on to greater success, and that individual would be Todd Rundgren, artist that I think many of you would be familiar with. So he went on, the Naz faded into history, but they certainly made an impact with a hit song, and this song was called Open My Eyes. So let's listen.
I can't.
And that was the Naz with Open My Eyes, another band from the 60s that burned brightly briefly, but then disappeared. But at least one member, Todd Rundgren, survived, and his music is certainly popular these days. Anyway, our next band from the 60s with these new sounds is a band called The Music Machine. They were formed in the mid-60s, of course, and released their first single called Talk Talk in 1966. It was a big hit. Unfortunately, the band did not continue and disbanded in 1969, so we only have a limited amount of music from the band. But let's listen to them. This is a band called The Music Machine, and the song is called Talk Talk.
And it's an old child. To my reputation, something more than white. I know it serves me right, but I can't sleep at night. Have to hide my face or go some other place. Yeah, 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 yeah. I won't cry out for justice, admit that I was wrong. Stay in hibernation till the talk subsides to dawn. My social life's a dud. My name is really mud. I'm up to hearing lies. I guess I'm down to size. To size. Can't seem to talk about the things that bother me. Seem to be what everybody has. Situation and how it really stands. I'm out of circulation. I've all but washed my hands. My social life's a dud. My name is really mud. I'm up to hearing lies. I guess I'm down to size. To size.
And that was The Music Machine and their song called Talk Talk. We're going to listen to another band now called the Strawberry Alarm Clock, formed in the early 60s and offered, as one critic suggested, a candy-coated piece of pop psych. After considerable promotion, the song you're about to hear, Incense and Peppermints, became a hit in 1967. The band remained together till 71 before disbanding, but they, of course, left their music behind, and I think you will enjoy this tune. This is one of their big hits. It was called The Incense and Peppermints. Here is the Strawberry Alarm Clock.
Good sense, ill sense, crippling mankind. Dead kings, men. I can't define occasions, but swaggins clutter your mind. Incense and peppermints, the color of time.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
Incense and peppermints, meaningless nouns. Turn on, tune in, turn your eyes around.
Look what you saw, look what you saw. The anger.
You can do beat makes in politics, nothing is new. My yardstick
point of view.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
Innocence, cripple mankind. Dead kings and many things I can define. Occasions pass, weddings blood to your mind. Innocence of government's the color of time.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
And that was the Strawberry Alarm Clock with Incense and Peppermints. I want to bring another band into the studio here, and because this is perhaps a band more than any other band and record in the California 60s. The band is called Love, and it is really Arthur Lee and the sound of the street, the new sound of the alienated kids who did not mingle and were on the streets and canyons around the Sunset Strip. So this is perhaps most enduring band and the most enduring song. This is a song called 7 Plus 7 Is, and it certainly points in a different direction for the 60s and the arrival of real guitar-driven rock. So here is the band Love and their tune, which is called 7 and 7 Is. And there you have the band. A Love, and the song 7 and 7 is. So we'll try and fit two or three more songs in before we have to go here today and bring you some other sounds from the 60s. The next one is from a band called The Woolies. May or may not be heard and familiar to you. Anyway, they released a cover of the Bo Diddley classic Who Do You Love in 65, and the band and this song was a huge hit, particularly in California. Nevertheless, the band carried on until the 1970s, but this was clearly their big hit. So let's listen to the song, and it's called Who Do You Love? Let's find out. With Who Do You Love? A band perhaps not familiar to you, but a song that certainly is carried on through the years. Next band is one that has been heard on this show before, a band by the name of Paul Revere and the Raiders. They're an American rock band who were formed in the late 50s and achieved great success in the 60s, and they're particularly notable for their Revolutionary War style clothes, American Revolution style clothes. Anyway, they were also part of the changing of the guard and the newer sounds, so we're going to listen to them now. So it is Paul Revere and the Raiders, and the tune is called Steppin' Out.
Because of Uncle Sam's deal. Yeah. Well, I guess my good loving done lost its appeal. Because when I come back, I heard the bad, bad news. They say our big romance has been getting abused. Yeah.
That with Paul Revere and the Raiders with their tune Steppin' Out. We've got time for one, maybe two spins here. One is called A Little Girl. It's from the Syndicate of Sound, and they won a Battle of the Bands in 1965, which in turn led to a record deal and the release of the band's only smash hit, Little Girl. Despite their worthy releases, the band's profile was short-lived, and so we are left with a song called The Little Girl, and the syndicate of the band is called The Syndicate of Sound. So let's cue them up here and see what they have to say. I think is all we have time for today. Hope you enjoyed the show. We'll be back in next week on CKUW and 95.9, and look forward to hearing from you then. Any comments, please send them to the station and let me know how we're doing here. Anyway, this is time to say so long and see you next week.